The Supreme Court has reined in some of the Trump administration's effort to eliminate foreign aid that has been authorized by Congress. It was a 5-4 vote in this case, and with that vote, the justices supported a lower court order which tells the Trump administration to go ahead and pay contractors for work they'd already completed. This involves roughly $2 billion. It's not a final ruling, nor is it the only case. So much to discuss. And NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberger is here to discuss it. Nina, good morning.
Good morning.
How did we get here?
Well, this case began 2 weeks ago when two major foreign aid contractors went to court to challenge the Trump administration's cutoff of funds at USAID and the State Department.
Okay.
Federal Judge Amir Ali, a Biden appointee, subsequently issued a temporary restraining order to allow the continuation of foreign aid funding while he examined the issues in the case. 6 days later, the contractors went back to Judge Ali, and the judge ordered the government to pay its foreign aid contractors for work that had already been done to the tune of about $2 billion.
Hmm.
So then the Trump administration appealed to the Supreme Court to intervene. But today, in a sharply divided majority, the court refused to do that.
Oh.
It essentially left in place for now Judge Ali's order.
So the judge said to the administration, pay up. The administration didn't. So the judge said to the administration again, pay up. The administration appealed, and the Supreme Court said, no, you should pay. Is that right?
That's about right.
You want to talk this through, what the order actually says?
Well, it's an unsigned order, and it's only a page. And the court said that Judge Ali's temporary restraining order has now expired, but there are ongoing proceedings about whether he'll make that order permanent. And so the court did something then rather unusual. It actually gave Judge Ali some guidance on how to proceed, instructing him to, quote, clarify what obligations the government must fulfill to ensure compliance with the temporary restraining order, with due regard for the feasibility of any compliance timelines. In other words, the court majority basically said, if you dot your I's and cross your T's, we've got your back.
Okay, the court has the Supreme Court behind it. This judge has the Supreme Court behind him. But you said the court was divided 5-4. The dissenters have another view, I guess.
Yes, the dissenters. Writing for them, Justice Samuel Alito said, does a single district court judge have unchecked power to compel the government of the United States to pay out and probably lose forever $2 billion taxpayer dollars? The answer to that question should be an emphatic no, but a majority of this court apparently thinks otherwise. I am stunned, he said.
This really gets down to who gets to decide. Congress approved a budget. The president is asserting the right not to spend it. A judge has stepped in and said temporarily you should spend it. And now we hear from the Supreme Court at least a little bit. Does this tell you anything about how the court might rule on the larger question of who gets to decide about spending?
Well, the five justices in the majority were two conservatives, the Chief Justice and Justice Barrett, and the three liberals. The court majority didn't say much in their order, but it does, I think, tell lower court judges that they have to be careful and specific, and if they are, the majority of the court will back them up. Of course, the devil is always in the details, so we'll just have to wait and see.
You got time.
I got time. I do want to say one final thing here. Last night at the State of the Union, the four justices who attended, wearing their robes, looked to me to be terribly uncomfortable. And it can't have made anything better that Trump, as he left the chamber shaking hands, said to the Chief Justice, thank you, I won't forget, apparently referring to the immunity decision. So I think there are some tough times ahead for both of them, Roberts and the president.
The Supreme Court justice that said presidents have immunity from any of their acts. Nina, thanks so much.
Thank you.
NPR's Nina Totenberg.